listener production.
Wall Street stocks fall as weak US GDP growth spreads rate cut gloom.
And BHP's proposed acquisition of Anglo American dominates in Australia today.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Craig.
It's Friday, April the 26th, 2024. Welcome to the CommSec Market Update. Good morning, Craig. Stagflation fears are haunting US share markets this morning. The Dow Jones Index has closed down by 375 points or 1%. The S&P 500 Index is down 0.5%. And the tech-heavy NASDAQ has closed down by 101 points or 0.6%.
Yeah, it's all because of the US GDP figures. Now, the expectation had been for annualised increase in the first quarter of 2.4%. It came in at 1.6%. At the same time, the deflator, the measure of prices, was at 3.4% compared with 1.8% in the fourth quarter of last year. Not a good combination.
No, certainly it's the worst of both worlds. We saw economic growth slowing and inflationary pressures persisting. So that has thrown a cat amongst the pigeons, of course, as far as interest rate cuts are concerned. We're seeing swap markets now pricing in the likelihood of a rate cut being pushed back to December. And the Fed's funds futures traders are pricing in 35 basis points worth of rate cuts this year, either in September or November. The measure of underlying inflation, which is something that the US Federal Reserve monitors very closely, was released last night. Of course, we get the final data on Friday around this, and that'll be a key focus. But as you mentioned, Craig, we saw core PCE prices lift by 3.7% in the March quarter, above expectations for 3.4%. With the slowing US economy, growth of just 1.6%, that's raised concerns that we may have a stagflationary environment, one whereby we have a combination of slowing economic growth and rising inflation, and that could add headwinds to policymakers' decision-making going forward.
Yeah, we may be running a little bit ahead of ourselves, but certainly that word stagflation, yes, it has been mentioned, it will be a focus of discussion. In terms of the result for US GDP, the consumer spending was a little bit on the soft side, 2.5% annualised pace, expecting the order of 3%. The good news, I suppose, was in terms of residential construction, up by 13.9%.
Yeah, so it was a bit of a mixed backdrop as far as the economic growth picture was concerned. We saw a surge in imports, a small build-up of unsold goods at businesses, signs of solid demand that, together with acceleration in inflation, reinforced those expectations that Federal Reserve would not cut interest rates before September. It also reflected a downshift in government spending, an exaggeration in the moderation of economic activity, one would think, on the back of that. So not all bad, but certainly it was a bit of a surprise for markets. Now, if we turn our attention to company news, Craig, certainly the big focus while we're away was on Meta Platforms. We did see Facebook's parent company, its shares down 10.6%, that weighed on market sentiment. On Wednesday, it reported lighter than expected second quarter revenue guidance. Mark Zuckerberg spoke about spending in areas such as artificial intelligence and mixed reality, but not currently profitable. That said, we did see earnings and revenue both above analyst expectations.
Yeah, there's some big moves overnight in terms of stocks. IBM was down 8.3%, Caterpillar down the order of 7%. AstraZeneca went the other way, it was up by 5.4%. But yeah, these are major companies with very significant changes in their share price.
And the other thing to note is we've just had after close, Alphabet shares jumped 12% after its earnings beat. It's announced its first ever dividend as well. Hot off the press, we've seen earnings per share at $1.89 versus $1.51 per share expected by market analysts. Revenue at $80.54 billion versus $78.59 billion expected by markets. Also at the same time, we have seen Microsoft come out with its results as well. It's going to accelerate its push into cloud growth. Its third quarter fiscal results exceeded estimates on the top and bottom line. We've obviously got to wait for the management conference call. But the company has started selling its Copilot artificial intelligence add-on for small businesses with subscriptions to Microsoft 365 productivity software during the quarter. So certainly those results could be positive for our markets today. But as you mentioned, Craig, we did see drags on the market last night. Caterpillar lost 7% after it cut second quarter sales forecasts as demand for its construction equipment eased. And Victoria's Secret, its shares were down 3.5% after broker Goldman Sachs initiated coverage of the stock with a sell rating, saying it sees a tough macro and ongoing competitive pressure for the lingerie company in the near term. So Not such good news for people buying lingerie at the moment. Rising gold prices helped Newmont, the world's largest bullion miner. Of course, it's dual listed. We've got those shares here in Australia. Mm. It reported first quarter profit that beat estimates. Its shares were up 12.5%. It was the strongest performer on the S&P 500 index. Big focus on Europe overnight, Craig. It was all about the BHP takeover of Anglo. That in part propelled the UK FTSE 100 index to a record high for a third consecutive session. The FTSE 100 index was up 0.5%, really the only share market in the developed world that was up last night, because we saw the broader Stock 600 index, that was down by 0.6%. So, Craig, what's behind the news with the BHP takeover?
It's all about copper. That's really where the interest lies in terms of BHP's bid for Anglo American. Now, we must remember it's an unsolicited, non-binding and highly conditional proposal from BHP, and it's got to finalise the bid by May 22. But you know, this is talking about a $60 billion Australian dollars takeover of Anglo-American. So as I say, you know, so copper is the major focus. BHP may have to sell or demerge the South African iron ore operations and also the platinum metals group out of South Africa as well. May even have to sell some of the diamonds and manganese business. But yeah, the real focus is on boosting copper production, which it may, in terms of Anglo's exports, boost BHP's production by as much as 40%.
Amazing. So we did see Anglo American share surge 16.1% to a more than 10-month high on the back of that bid. The deal would create the world's biggest copper miner with around 10% of global output. However, BHP's London-listed stock fell 2.2%, so be mindful of that here in Australia today. Anglo American's management does not consider the proposed $39 billion takeover offer, that's US dollars, from BHP as attractive, according to sources at Reuters. So this has got a way to play out by the looks of things. But certainly that will lead to an interesting day here in Australia. We have seen, if we look at commodities, Craig, copper prices up 2.3% as funds chase the market higher after the takeover bid by BHP for Anglo American, which of course is focused on copper. We have broadly got the commodity prices up. The oil price, the US oil NYMEX is up 0.9% to $83.57 a barrel. What do you look at in the oil market last night?
Yeah, the oil market, yes, it's a case of, on the one hand, you've got the geopolitical uncertainties in the Middle East in particular, and then on the other side, the softening of the US economy. So they've focused on the geopolitical realities, I suppose, and Brent up 1.4%, NYMEX up 1.2%, gold price up $8.60. or 0.4%.
We also saw the iron ore futures up 0.4% to $109.68 a barrel overnight as well. Of course, a lot of talk again about Chinese stimulus and hopes for an increase in demand, although some profit-taking may be limiting gains. So we did hear that rising steel output and demand have heightened expectations of higher hot metal output in the steel market. So commodity prices are higher, but that doesn't mean that we'll see the Australian share market up. So SPY futures are currently down by 29 points or 0.4% after that negative lead-in from Wall Street. In terms of today's session, Craig, we've got another bunch of inflation data to look forward to here in Australia.
Yeah, business inflation figures, the producer price index, and then you've got international trade prices, the export and import prices, which will be coming out. The United States later tonight, you've got the personal consumption expenditure deflator. That's the major focus in the spending and income data that will be coming out. And more earnings results coming out in the United States, ExxonMobil, Chevron and Colgate amongst those reporting.
And of course, we've got the Bank of Japan today. It's set to hold rates steady at Friday's meeting as well. The Aussie dollar, what we have seen there is the Aussie dollar ease from 65.32 US cents. We did see the Aussie dollar lift, of course, after those stronger than expected consumer prices numbers for Australia on Wednesday, but it's eased back to 64.85 cents during last night's session, currently trading at 65.18 US cents. That's it from us. Have a fantastic weekend. Thanks for joining us.
This podcast is prepared, approved and distributed in Australia by Commonwealth Securities Limited, ABN 60067254399, AFSL 238814. The information does not take into consideration your objectives, financial situation or needs. Consider the appropriateness of the information before acting and, if necessary, seek appropriate professional advice. Listener.